Hear these words as we read from Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow's thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will put into action all of these things. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, real quick. What are you thinking about? Right this minute, what are you thinking about? Food? What? It all boils down to we've all got something on our mind right now, right? And yeah, we've got church on our mind, and we've got on our mind what is he fixing to say. And we've got on our mind how beautiful that song was and wish we could have more singing and less speaking. But we all have something else that's there. There's always something that causes us to worry. Right? I mean, from the smallest thing to the largest thing. So I have compiled a list of worriers. And I want you to think about each one and try to figure out which one you are. And don't sit there thinking, well, I'm none of them. You haven't even heard them yet. And I promise you, you are one of them. Somewhere in this list, you're going to fit in. So, the first worrier is a Mayday worrier. Mayday worrier. You know what a Mayday worrier is? It's someone that dwells on something that might happen, but is unlikely to happen. And so we worry about the unknown, and we tend to build up this massive deal in our heads about stuff that probably isn't going to happen. But Mayday worriers worry about the what ifs. And I'm giving you just a minute to let that soak in. So, don't holler out yeah or no. How many of you are Mayday worriers? You worry about things that may and probably won't happen. Yeah, a Mayday worrier, real quick, is that person that's on the plane and that's going down, or might go down and is focused on the fact that nobody's answering the radio. Kind of like me. The plane hadn't even taken off and I'm worried about beating the EMS there by 30 minutes. Then there is the yesterday warriors. The shoulda, woulda, couldas. The yesterday warriors worry about stuff that happened in their past. Things that went on back then. I should have done that different. I could have chosen a different direction. I would have made a better decision. Get over it. You can use yesterday's mistakes to help you plan for the future. But you're not going to change yesterday. It's done, over, kaput, let it go. Are you a yesterday warrior? There are the someday worriers. Someday worrier is someone who speculates on what might happen in the future, wasting time and energy on something you have no control over. Some people are smiling and looking down. I think I got them. The someday worrier is that one that worries about things in the future. The ones that focus on something that they have no control over. Look, tomorrow belongs to God. Yeah. Someday, it might be today, but right now, it's God's. Let God deal with it. Like our scripture said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough issues of its own. You need to focus on today. But you know, I think we all have a little bit of that someday in us. In some minor way, because we tend to think about the future. It's okay to think about it, just don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do now for something that hasn't even entered into your life. There's also the everyday worrier. An everyday worrier is that person that worries constantly. They worry so much that they worry 24 hours a day. Even when they go to bed, they're thinking and worrying about things that are going on in their lives. And a lot of people are smiling now. That's how I know that I've hit your chord. Worrying every day, constantly, is more detrimental to your life than any other illness that you can suffer. Because worrying constantly causes your health to go down. What was it that Matthew said? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, it's okay to worry. You know, sometimes worrying helps us plan for disasters and those things, those major things in our life. But the problem is that we harp on it. And then, you know, there are those that are all of these worriers all at once. They're Mayday worriers, they're yesterday worriers, they're someday worriers, they're everyday worriers. And those are the ones that need to just quit. Look, folks, this is just my old East Texas redneck way of putting it, but in a church setting. Hey, stuff happens. It does. Stuff just happens. We don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect time. Stuff is gonna happen. And when stuff happens, there's nothing you can do about it. Worrying isn't gonna get it done any better or any easier. Stuff happens. Say that with me. Stuff happens. You can. Or you can think about it this way. When stuff happens, God happens. You see, God has let us know, I've got this. Let it go. Let me deal with it. Let me worry about it. Let me take over these things in your life and you quit worrying about them because God happens. The problem with that is we don't want God to happen. For whatever reason it might be. It might be because we don't want to bug God with our problems. We don't think that it's that important. Or maybe sometimes we've got that attitude of, I can handle anything. How's that working for you right now? It doesn't matter what world you live in, whether you live in a perfect world or whether you live in a horrendous world, stuff is going to happen. Those things that just pop up, stuff happens. My beautiful wife, she quit blinking over there. Is probably the safest driver I know. X amount of years. I'm not giving away your age. This woman has never had a ticket in her life. Never. I didn't say she hadn't been pulled over. Never had a ticket in her life. Stuff happens. She got pulled over in Oak Ridge for going 70 in a 55. Stuff happens. I had this great career. My life was going good. Stuff happens. Everybody has their life figured out. Stuff happens. And a kink falls in. And we become the worry warts, and we become the those who just can't let it go. Well, what if? Or, man, what? I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda. Stuff happens. Ha ha ha. But then God happens. It's not like God hasn't dealt with whatever it is before. God has dealt with every possible issue or thing that has ever gone on in human life. So God knows how to deal with all of that. God can get us through it. And as He gets us through it, He shows His glory to all. When stuff happens, God happens. And when God happens, He's letting us know that, hey, Steve, I got this. John, I got this. God's happening here. Tyson, I got this. Because the stuff in your life has happened. Now it's time for me to happen and show you how I've got this under control. So as our text tells us, why do we worry when we know that God's got this? We need to focus on today. We need to focus on our lives today and the joy that God has given us on this day. Because when we start worrying about things down the line, that's just hopeful worry. Because here's the thing. Nowhere in all of creation have you been promised tomorrow. So why ruin your day today, the day that God has given you to enjoy and bless Him and praise Him? Why ruin today about something that may not happen tomorrow? So, this is what you remember this week. Stuff happens. Okay? 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 And when stuff happens, God happens. Okay? And when God happens, God is saying, let it go. I got this. Quit worrying about things that you don't need to worry about. Let God worry about it. So that tomorrow, if we are blessed to see tomorrow, we can enjoy tomorrow. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we as Your children, we as Your creation, we as human beings know that stuff happens. We realize that we worry about things that probably won't happen. We worry about things that we have no control over. We worry about things that is minuscule. And by worrying, we miss out on a lot of great things in our lives. When we begin to worry about things that we can't control, remind us that you happen. Remind us that you're there and you've got it. And if you can take care of all the birds and all the grass and all the things around us, help us to understand that you can handle our stuff too, if we'll just let you. So, Father, this coming week, we want to work more on turning it all over to you. Realizing that you've got this. And you don't need our help. We pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn for today is hymn number 2108, Out of the Faith We Sing, or on the screen. This is our invitation. If there's anyone that would like to receive Christ as your personal Savior today, or if you are looking for a new church home and you want to join here, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.